This was Mr. Bush's first visit to St. Paul and to Minnesota since his campaign, but commentator Jack German says this is probably not going to be his last.
You may have noticed our new president spending a lot of time touring the country in search of photo ops. One day he's in Philadelphia trying to cloak his opposition to serious gun control by appearing with a bunch of uniformed cops. And this week he's selling his new energy policy in Iowa, Minnesota, and lo and behold, Pennsylvania again, then on to California. He's been doing this kind of thing almost every week. Schools are his favorite venues. George W. Bush has been photographed in enough classrooms to qualify for a teaching certificate, or at the least, some expression of appreciation from the kind of private schools in which he was educated. In any case, what we seem to have in the new administration is the permanent election campaign. Like when he was a candidate, Bush is doing at least one surefire media hit every day. And he's found that it's easier to get the kind of uncritical attention any candidate seeks by getting out of Washington. It's hard to imagine him earning much time on the networks with his gun control speech in the Rose Garden, but local television outlets are not so jaded at this point that they will ignore a visit from the president, even in a city as sophisticated as Philadelphia. There is no secret about the political calculations of the White House. Bush appears most often in states that are likely to have critical Senate races next year, or states in which he needs to shore up his own position for the 2004 presidential campaign. Pennsylvania, for example, is the largest swing state every 4 years, and Bush lost it to Al Gore in 2000. But the foundation of this strategy is made of sand, what the most acute political strategists have come to understand from polling data and other measures, is that conventional politics doesn't work anymore. Many Americans have so little interest in the machinations of the politicians that they pay little or no attention to these media hits campaign managers love so much. President Bush may get a nice warm feeling from running up to Pennsylvania every week or so. That's about all he'll get. What matters is the price of gasoline and health care, and the numbers of people losing their jobs or being killed by handguns. And the voters are wise enough to understand those problems will not be resolved by another speech, whether it's delivered in Philadelphia or the Rose Garden.
Writer Jack German recently retired as a political columnist with the Baltimore Sun.